now, baby. We are right back in to the action for another day of the week. Welcome to the Friday edition. And before you bet right here on the Coverage YouTube channel, make sure you smash that subscribe button right down there. So you might be able to tell I'm coming to you guys from a different location today. I am in a hotel here in Toronto. It is the hotel Wi-Fi edition of the show, so hopefully you don't run into any issues there. But we're staying at the hotel that is attached to the Rogers Center where the Blue Jays play. I don't know if you can make it out behind me at all. A view of the stadium. They're doing renovations to it right now. So pretty cool setup that we have here. I posted a little clip on my Twitter there yesterday if you want to see a little bit more. So it is pretty cool. So that's it for Blue Jays talk for today. But a bunch of NFL bets to get into. The divisional round is coming up this weekend. We have Roe, we have Hitman, we have Davis joining us here. And make sure, guys, the reason why we are here in Toronto, we are covering UFC 297, which is going down tomorrow night. We have a ton of content going up here on the YouTube channel, on Instagram, on X or Twitter, whatever in the hell you want to call it. So make sure you check that out. A lot of great stuff on the go. I was at the official weigh-ins this morning. Pretty cool setup that the UFC had there. It's great to see the kind of behind the scenes type of stuff that goes on. Okay, let's get right into it here. Let's bring in my first guest, our resident Detroit Lions fan, Ro. Now, I know you have a couple picks for the game, but as a fan of the Lions, this is uncharted territory. How are you feeling going into the weekend?
You know, I feel pretty great. I mean, you know, I'm not taking the Bucks lightly, but I think out of all the scenarios, this is probably one of the easier opponents we could have faced at this stage. And, you know, it's getting right there. And it looks like, you know, if we could get a couple of, maybe a good weather game next week, all of a sudden we're in the Super Bowl. Anything could happen. Definitely a wide open year. So good year to be a Lions fan for sure. The future's looking bright.
Indeed. A lot of people rooting for the Lions here. It's a fun story. Jared Goff, that's a guy you can get behind. Dan Campbell as well. A fun team. Great offense. Defense isn't so good. Okay, no more small talk here. Let's get right into the action. That is why the people are here. Around 95 people watching live right now. Guys, hit up the live chat. Let us know what bets you like. If you're watching the replay, hit up the comment section right down there. Let us know what you are on this weekend. Okay, so the divisional round gets started with the Texans in Baltimore to take on the Ravens. My best bet for this game, I'm going to take the first half under 21.5 points. So I played this one a couple weeks ago. I will play it again. The Texans have gone under the first half total in all 8 of their games on the road this season. The first halves in these Texans road games have seen an average of just 14.1 combined points. This is thanks primarily to their defense that's allowing just 5.8 first half points on the road. Tremendous stuff from them. Now it takes 2 to tango on a totals bet. And what do you know? The Ravens allow a league low 7 points per first half, regardless of location. You take a look at each defense here. The Texans defense really starting to peak right now. They've been awesome on third down, awesome in the red zone. The Ravens defense is good almost everywhere. Both are really good at disrupting the quarterback. And Lamar hasn't been so good in the playoffs here. He's trying to get the monkey off his back, but the Ravens only average around 13 points per game in his 4 playoff starts. So hopefully the offenses get off to a slow start in that one. Ro, you have some thoughts on this game as well. How will you be betting it?
Yeah, I mean, I just think the spread is too big right now. Seeing the Texans at plus 9.5, I like them with the points here. This is the identical spread to when these teams met up back in week 1 in Baltimore. Yeah, the Ravens pulled ahead then. Yeah, the Ravens are probably a bit better than what we thought they were at the start of the season, but the Texans are way better. So I don't think this line really justifies that. You look at Lamar Jackson as a favorite over the last 3 years. He's just 6-16 ATS when he's a favorite of more than a field goal. He's just 1-8 ATS when he's a favorite of more than a touchdown. And yeah, I mean, cold and weather are definitely going to affect this game as well. But I think a lot of people just kind of assume that the Ravens are going to be better in this sort of weather because they are a running team. But let's not forget, Texans are 6th in the league in defensive rush EPA, 1st in defensive rush success rate. So I think they can stick around in this one and cover this big number here.
Okay, into the nightcap here. The Green Bay Packers, of course, they upset the Dallas Cowboys, who are retaining Mike McCarthy for some reason. They will be in San Francisco to take on the 49ers, and I'm going to take those 49ers to cover the full game spread, minus 9.5 points. So when the 49ers win, they win big. 11 of their 12 wins this season have come by double digits, and specific to playing at home, they've been laying the smackdown, stacking up some big wins over the last 22 games at home. 16 of those games saw them win by 12 or more points, and this is a similar spot to last season for them when they opened their playoffs at home as a 9.5-point favorite versus the Seahawks. They won that game by 18 points off 505 yards of offense. They will not melt like the Dallas Cowboys. Path to victory, I think, will come on the ground. This is one of the best run offenses versus one of the not-so-good run defenses. Packers, good story. I think the week off, though, for the 49ers, they're as healthy as can be right now at this point of the season, so I like them to win, and I'd like them to win big. Okay, well, let's get into Sunday's action. We have three total bets here for Bucks Lions. Get us started with your favorite bet for the game.
Yeah, so, I mean, Bucks taking on the Lions. We're seeing a pretty big total here. Not as big as that total last week with the Lions and the Rams, but 48.5 still available at Caesars, a couple other books. Some books have ticked up to 49. I don't care. Play the over here. Since week 7, both these teams have been terrible against the pass. Lions are 30th in the league in defensive dropback EPA. Bucks are 24th. The Bucks in particular, they struggle to contain number one wideouts and tight ends. What do the Lions do best? They get the ball to Amon-Ra St. Brown and Sam Laporta. And Laporta should be a little bit healthier than he was last week. Still seemed dinged up in that one. But, you know, the Lions are perfectly built to take advantage of this Bucks defense. But the Bucks are also kind of built to take advantage of what the Lions give them as well. Lions have allowed 352 passing yards per game over their last four games. While Mayfield has thrown for, you know, more than 280 in four of his last five. Going to have a really tough time containing Mike Evans and Chris Godwin here. So give me the over here. I think we're going to see a shootout.
I do as well. And that's why my favorite prop is for Baker Mayfield to throw over 1.5 touchdown passes. I took the over on his passing yard total earlier in the week at 250.5. It's up to 260.5 at some spots right now. So the value being sucked out of that one. So we will go with touchdown. So Mayfield, this guy is showing signs of being a big game player. He's only played in three career playoff games, but he threw for three touchdowns in two of those games, including last week, where he also had 337 yards. He should have had a lot more, a lot of drops there by the Bucs receivers. This guy's absolutely cooking here, too. Look at what he's doing. He has two or more touchdown passes in five of his last six games, and this is the weakness of the Detroit Lions defense. They're getting absolutely torched through the air right now. Look at the game logs of the last couple of quarterbacks that they faced. Four straight quarterbacks have had at least two touchdown passes against them. I think Mayfield keeps that going against them here Sunday in Detroit. Okay, Ro, bet number two for this game. What are you looking at?
I love the over receiving yards for Amon-Ra St. Brown. This guy's been phenomenal. This number opened at 89.5, up to 91.5. Still love it here. You know, St. Brown isn't just a great wide receiver. He's incredibly consistent. At least 90 receiving yards in five straight games and 12 of his last 16. And like I said, the Bucs, their cornerbacks have been terrible this year. They've been getting torched by number one wide receivers. 11 different receivers have hit the 90-plus yard mark this season. And when these teams met it back up in October, St. Brown had 12 catches for 124 yards. I think the Lions are going to feed him the ball here, and I think he's going to go over this number.
Okay, let's go to the most anticipated game of the weekend, the final game of the divisional round. The rivalry continues with the Chiefs in Buffalo to take on the Bills. And if you've been watching me this NFL season, you know what bet I've been placing on the Kansas City Chiefs pretty much all season long. If it's not broke, don't fix it. We like to play the hits around here, so let's play it at least one more time this season. Of course, I'm talking about the second half under in Chiefs games. The Chiefs have gone under the second half total in 16 of 18 games this season, including last week's game against the Dolphins. Chiefs second half this season are averaging just 14.7 points. Conveniently enough, this is also a hot spot for Bills in their home games. They've gone under the second half total. 8 of 10 of those games, average combined score, just 18 second half points in Bills home games there. And both of these teams rank in the top 5 in second half points allowed, regardless of location. When they played a couple of weeks ago there, back on December 10th, they combined for just 16 second half points. And both teams pretty good against the pass here too. Both top 6 in yards per pass attempt allowed. So hopefully we don't see a lot of big chunk plays there through the air. Okay, Ro, that does it for you on this show, but tell the people a little bit about what we're doing here in Toronto and what they can expect for us the next couple of days here.
Yeah, I mean, big couple of days. We're going to be at UFC 297. We're also going to be at the ceremonial weigh-ins today, doing a little contest there. Got some free tickets, got some other swag that from Bet99 that we're giving away. So lots of great stuff. We're going to be giving our picks for every fight, as well as our best bets on pound-for-pound picks. So I'll be back here in a few minutes with Joe. We'll be live right next to each other, giving some of our thoughts on the fights there.
Indeed. Very fun-looking card. I am expecting a lot of finishes. Okay, bro. I'll see you in a couple minutes, I guess. But best of luck with those bets. And, like I said, I'll see you in a couple minutes. Take her easy.
Best of luck.
Yes, sir. Okay, let's keep on moving here. Another edition of Dude, Where's My Car is next. Our guy... Hitman, let's look to bring him in. Dude, Where's My Car? Divisional round edition. Hitman, how you making out?
We're busy today, you know. We're driving in the snowstorm. So work never sleeps, you know. So no sledding for me. No snowball fights. It's out here betting and driving around town.
Okay. Our man running the road. So no beating around the bush here today, Hitman. Let's get right into it.
Some homeless guy's screaming at me in the city right now. That's why I just went like that. So we got quite an adventure right now, Joe.
What's going on? Always an adventure here. I'm in the hotel here in Toronto. You have people trying to get money off you, giving out bets here. We're both going off Wi-Fi and data. So hopefully we can bring this all together here. So like I said, no beating around the bush. Let's get right into it here. One of your favorite props of the weekend. You like Odell Beckham, his receiving yard total. Are you fading, or you like him to have a decent day here?
Yeah, I like Odell Beckham to go over. Mark Andrews obviously just got ruled out, which is a plus for Odell Beckham. There was some talk that he might be back for this game. And you have the fact that Beckham has, against too high coverage, he's actually been the leading target guy for the Ravens. And the Texans are running too high coverage at the third highest rate in the league. And there was also some talk, Beckham had a 57% snap share when during the regular season. There's a lot of talk that he was being saved for this moment. It's one of the best matchups that opposing wide receivers can have in the Houston Texans defense. We might get Stingley fouling Zay Flowers, which is going to leave the weaker corners obviously on Beckham. I like Odell Beckham to go over, and I think it's good up to 39.5.
Okay, so the veteran to have a little bit of a day there. Let's go into the nightcap here. You have a very interesting play. It's usually me, the guy giving out these weirdo first quarter and first half bets, but you have a first quarter play here for Packers 49ers. What do you like?
I like Green Bay for the first quarter, +3. You're going to have to pay some extra juice for it, but you know, this Packers first quarter offense since week 9, they're first in EPA per play. They're second in success rate. If San Francisco does have any rust coming out of this 3-week layoff, probably shows itself in the first quarter. And over the past 9 games, like even if you look at just first half also, Green Bay is third in the NFL in points per drive over that span. And the most important thing is that Green Bay, the last 2 times that they've won the coin toss, they have taken the ball. Obviously, if we could get maybe a 2-to-1 possession advantage for Green Bay, that's a pretty big edge for the first quarter. So I think that Green Bay first quarter +3, even at some extra juice, worth a bet this week.
Yeah, that is a big number for a first quarter spread. And sometimes you do see the 49ers get off to slow starts. Okay, let's get into the game that I think is most anticipated, unless you're a fan of the other teams. As a neutral observer, though, I'm very excited for this one. We have the Chiefs taking on the Bills, and you have a play on the spread. What are you looking at?
Yeah, I like Kansas City, +3. Again, you're going to have to get some extra place. You're going to have to lay some extra juice on Kansas City. But I think that the money line's not a bad look. Also, you could go either way with it. But shop around for the best price. But the Chiefs in 8 games where they've had their core defensive guys in Nick Bolton, Jones, and Snead, they're first in yards per play. They're second in EPA. Wow. They're third in success rate. The Chiefs can put Snead on Diggs. And, like, does Buffalo have the guys that can really hurt this Chiefs team if Snead does limit Diggs? I don't know if they do. You look at the defensive injuries. dealing with like half their defensive starters possibly out for this game. And this is a Bills team that was had a bunch of defensive starters injured to begin with earlier in the year in Milano and Tre'Davious White. So I think that Kansas City, they're a little bit undervalued in this spot, or excuse me, Buffalo is a little bit overvalued with the defensive injuries. So I think take this one home and they move on to the conference championship round.
Yeah, I tend to agree. The thing that I keep coming back to is I think that all of these turnovers and mistakes that the Bills have had throughout the regular season, I think that could catch up with them, and maybe this is the week. So we'll see how Patrick Mahomes looks here in the divisional round after looking pretty good in the wild card round. All right, man. Like I said, no beating around the bush. You came in, you gave your picks. We will let you get back on the road. And drive safe. You got to stay out of that snowstorm there. So take it easy.
This was probably the most distracted show I ever did, because I have this guy that's like just asking me for change or something. I'm doing the show. Hard to focus today, but we prevailed, Joe.
We did. Sounds like a 3-0 there for you today, too. All right, man. We'll let you get on the road. Best of luck with your bets, and we'll catch you again next week.
Appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. Tough times to be asking people for money on the streets. It's unfortunate because a lot of people don't carry cash and change with them anymore these days, right? So best of luck to Hitman and the predicament he's in on the roads there. Okay, let's go to our final guest of the day. Gracious enough to join us on a Friday instead of a Thursday. Davis, I'm here on your turf here in Toronto. It feels good. People keep stopping me on the street and say, hey, you're the guy that has Davis Sanchez on your show, right? So it's very exciting to be here. How are you making out?
Where I'm making out better than Hitman is, for sure. Where is Hitman living? Because he's really, you see how often he's looking over his shoulder. He's very concerned. I don't think it's a very safe city wherever he is.
I don't know where in the hell he's at today, but there's something.
Is he in Detroit? He must be in Detroit. I think he's in Detroit.
I think he's up in New Jersey, actually. So I don't know. Maybe he's just at the wrong place at the wrong time, potentially.
I do agree with that point about real fast that he made about Snead going lining up, possibly taking Diggs, and then the others. You know, whether it's Shakir or whoever, Sherfield, whoever's playing that extra third and fourth receiver spots or two and three receiver spots, being able to separate. I agree. That is the weakness for the Bills. It still is. It was last year. I do think they're better than they were with Gabe Davis. Even though Gabe's out and he had a huge playoff last year, I recognize that. But one thing he can't do or doesn't do well is separate. So those Chiefs corners are as good as they get as a trio. So agree, that's going to be a key matchup. Those second and third guys, can they separate in man coverage? Because the Chiefs have great corners. All the way through, one through three, all really good.
Absolutely. Okay, so some good insights there from Davis as well. So let me hit you with a couple questions, and I know you have three different props that you like. So last week I asked you, where do you think Bill Belichick is going to go? I asked everyone that I spoke to last week where they thought. You were the only one, you had a different answer. You said the Dallas Cowboys. You were kind of ahead of the curve because during that Cowboys game, everyone started saying, well, they're going to hire Belichick. It's going to happen. Now they come out after yet again another flop in the playoffs, and they announced that Mike McCarthy is coming back. So what are your thoughts on McCarthy returning to the Cowboys?
I've heard your thoughts. You don't love it. You think why? I guess the question for me is, you know, I think that Mike McCarthy is a capable coach. I think that I've never played for him, so I don't know what he's like. He exudes confidence. I believe in him when he talks. He doesn't seem like, any situation is too big for him. I feel like he's respected. Actually, I know he's respected around the league. The only people that seem to not, trust him are the fans. And so, I don't think you make a move to please the fans. What's the saying that as soon as you start listening to the fans, you're gonna be sitting with them. I like the idea of. I thought that Jerry Jones might make that move because he's a guy who's not afraid to take shots, and I could see Belichick being that guy. What are they, 12-5 back to back?
Yeah, Cowboys. Really good regular seasons.
It's pretty good. I understand, moving on from them if you think that team should be NFC champions. Fine, I get it. But I also think there's some bad coaches in the league. And I don't see Mike McCarthy as one of those, to be honest. But
yeah, it's the weight of the world is on their shoulders whenever they get into the playoffs. I'm a big baseball guy. It reminds me of the Yankees, this version of the Yankees under Aaron Boone. They have a great regular season. Then they get to the playoffs and they just start to feel that pressure. And you could sense that with Dak when they got down. They just had no fight whatsoever. So last question before you get to your picks. So we have a couple of big underdogs here this weekend. Which underdog outside of Kansas City do you think has the best shot at winning outright here this weekend?
I hate to say this, but I don't think any. I mean, I honestly don't. I'm probably not going to bet a whole lot on these this weekend and the playoffs in general. But looking at these matchups, I don't see it. I think the Ravens roll, and I would say Houston if I had to say anybody. Just because I think offensively they have a puncher's chance. I think Green Bay gets rolled. I just think that San Francisco's too good. Rested, well coached. The one weakness there would be their secondary. If you can get the thing, here's the thing. Here's why the matchup's bad for the Niners and the Packers. If the Packers can get ahead and have the Niners playing from behind, that's a great place to be because you can now you get that secondary playing man coverage, which they're not great at, and you get Brock Purdy playing from behind, which is where he struggles. The issue is I don't see Green Bay's defense stopping the Niners and getting ahead. So that's why I don't think they have a shot. But they do. If they're ahead, live betting, if Green Bay gets ahead and the whole world is ready to slam the Niners to come back, I would definitely take Green Bay live because not that they'll win the game, but I bet you the number that they'll come up with early is probably you'd be on the right side if you take Green Bay because that's the bad spot for San Fran to be in both sides of the ball, offensively and defensively. They're not good trailing because, like I said, man coverage on defense and Brock Purdy playing from behind. But, yeah, I think favorites roll.
Okay, live betting angle to consider there. Okay, so Davis, let's get into your picks here. You have three different props that you like. Let's start with Rashad Bateman. What do you like for him?
Mm-hmm. So looking at Bateman and the coverage-wise for Houston. Coverage-wise, last week, Houston played, they played 43% of the time. They played cover three. Now, in the regular season, they play around just over 30%. So we're talking about almost 15% bump in their cover three snaps. Now, they expect the cover three best zone coverage versus the run. Baltimore runs the ball, obviously, extremely well and has – and the threat, I expect a whole lot more of that same coverage. And so if you're getting cover three, outside is the weak point of cover three is the outsides. And I expect Bateman's a burner. He can get one-on-ones outside. I expect him to get some shots. And with that number, that's just one path. So the fact that we're going to see a high percentage, you know, up, I think up over 40% again of cover three snaps to try to protect that run game or bring that extra guy. Just a quick thing for those that don't know, most might know, some know, but cover three, the reason why cover three is the best zone versus the run game is because that second safety now comes down in the box. The second safety is a curl hook player on the weak side, so he's involved in the run game, where most of the other zones, they're high guys. So that's just for those who didn't know. But anyway, so outside, you get a lot of one-on-ones. I think Bateman gets at least a shot a quarter, and he'll easily go over his number.
Okay, yeah, I could absolutely see that happening. Let's take a look at a receiver on the other side of things here. A guy who's having a lot of good games here lately, Nico Collins. What do you like for him?
Yeah, I like under. Look, it's you know, and I'm not. You're right. Nico Collins has been awesome, and he's a legit guy. I think people just because of where he's playing and not a lot of national television games until the last few weeks, people don't realize, you know, the talent of Nico Collins. He's going to be a good one if he's already a good one, but he'll be around for a long time. But the issue is we're going to see, because he is their, you know, only true threat, I think he sees a lot of attention. Also, Mike McDonald over there in Baltimore, a ton of cover four. So he's going to – he's a deep ball guy. Essentially, in cover four, you get – every vertical route essentially gets doubled. Most of the time, that's kind of what it does. You eliminate routes as they come up the field. As soon as they run short, then the vertical guys get doubled. So you're going to get a lot of double teams on vertical stuff for Nico Collins. Also, other reason I like the under is, you know, obviously Baltimore controlling the clock. So the fact that his vertical shots will get doubled with all the cover four that the Ravens play and cover six they play, and then control the ball. So I know it's not a popular play. It might not be that fun to sweat, but I do like the under Nico Collins.
Hey, I love a good under bet. The name of the game is winning.
That's right.
It's
right.
Winning. Absolutely. Right? So
you're one of the ones that's always on the unders. I like that.
I do a lot of unders, and you know, some people frown that that's not fun. You know what's fun is winning your bet here, people. So let's bring it home here. Interesting backfield situation here for the Ravens. You have a play on Justice Hill. What do you like for him?
Yeah, just over to the same thing again. Cover three on the Houston side. Check downs are a big thing. We know Justice Hill's really good out of the backfield, and swing passes to the back are what you give up in cover three. So expect, you know, if you're getting the same dosage, which we expect, swing passes and check downs as your two outside backers and three are getting some depth. Check down to your backs are what's given up. So whenever there's nothing there, Lamar knows, go to one, go to two. Both of those are not there. You know for sure the check down is there to the swing to the back. Expect, you know, three, four, five catches there and him to go over, Justice to go over.
Okay, there you have it. A three-pack of props there from
Let me add one more thing here, Joe, too. Yeah, just to share. Arthur Molette, because there'll be some conversation about the cornerback play for the Ravens as our guy is out. Marlon Humphreys is been announced out. Arthur Molette, who will come in as the third cornerback, unknown. But he's very good. So it's always a drop off for Marlon Humphreys because he's a Pro Bowler. But Molette is a guy you might just see his name and wonder who the hell he is. He can flat out cover it. I'll tell you why. For those who look at some draft stuff, he's a 5'11" or 5'10" corner who runs a 4.6, which is extremely slow. Joe, you could probably run a 4.6. Maybe. In saying that, yeah. He's been in the league, you know, 6 or 7 years at that size and that speed. He's a technician. He's extremely instinctual. He's a really good little player. You saw he went in last week, the week before last as well with the injuries. He's good. So just not that much of a drop off as you may think, just looking at his name and seeing him as an unknown. He could play.
Okay, a good note there from Davis. Okay, Davis, we will leave it at that. Thanks for rearranging your schedule for us. We might be back on the same schedule here next week. We'll cross that bridge when we get there. But thanks for joining. Best of luck with those props. Yeah. Have a blast covering the games as well, and we'll catch you again next week.
Good luck, everybody. Let's enjoy. This is a great time. Love it.
Yes, sir. The divisional round is always a complete and total blast. Okay, that does it for this edition of Before You Bet. No technical issues, I don't think. Nothing major. So we survived the hotel Wi-Fi. But a lot going on here, guys, on the Covers YouTube channel. So make sure you are subscribed. We got in-depth coverage of every game. We're covering everything else in the world of sports betting that there is to cover. NHL, golf, college basketball, NBA, speaking of which, John Mettler should be back with us on Monday, a little under the weather there today. So John will be back for that. And of course, UFC 297, that's why I'm here in Toronto at the Rogers Center Hotel. A ton of stuff for that. Make sure you're following Covers on Instagram. Follow me on Instagram too, JTFOZ. We're going to be live at the event, betting on everything, reacting to everything that happens. I think there's going to be a lot of finishes on this one. So make sure you follow along there. Guys, thank you very much for watching today. Best of luck with your bets, and we will catch you again on Monday. Yeah!